Last week we had a beautiful Sunday service in the warm sunshine with a slight breeze. We all had the same hairdo by the end of the day. We shared our morning with friends, and we ended the service by singing Jesus Loves Me. And that is how we're going to start my sermon this morning. We're going to sing it twice. And the second time, instead of singing Little Ones to Him Belong, the second time through, we're going to sing Older Ones to Him Belong. So will you help us by singing? Go ahead.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Second verse.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Older ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Welcome, welcome to Wellspring Church of Skipback. To Him we belong. We belong to Him. There are many times within our fast-paced lives that we do not stop to thank Him, that we do not stop to thank the Lord for all of the blessings He has given us. He is our loving Father. Life is hectic. That may be a reason why we don't pause, or we simply can't slow down to do so. And because all is going well at the moment, we may not acknowledge all of the blessings from Him. The list of why nots could go on and on. I was quizzing people this week. Well, the job is busy. I have to get out to the garden, my housework, the doctor's appointments. Sometimes I compare myself to others and waste time doing that. Sometimes I complain too much about what I don't have and I run out of time. Stop and pause and give thanks for the many blessings from God. Take a moment right now and think of the many blessings that you have. I will be asking you to share some of them in a bit. You should each have a half sheet of a quote by Rabbi Harold Kusher. I will read it to you first, and then we will take the time to fill it in. If you concentrate on finding whatever is good in every situation, there will be something in every situation. You will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude, a feeling that nurtures the soul. You will recognize more deeply all of the blessings you have received. You will feel peace and you will feel joy in your heart, and you will want to share with others. So if you have a pen or a pencil, going back to Rabbi Harold Kushner's quote, if you concentrate on finding, and that's going to take work from us, finding is what goes on the first line. Whatever is good in every goes on the second line, situation. You will discover. That's what goes on the third line. You will discover that your life will suddenly be filled, that's the fourth line, filled with gratitude, a feeling that will nurture the soul. I can't imagine some of the situations that occurred to the believers and the followers of God in the Old Testament. It's a beautiful book. If you have the time, go read through the Old Testament. If you concentrate on finding whatever is good in every situation, you will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude, a feeling that nurtures your soul. It takes some work. It takes believing. It takes sharing. Sharing with others the blessings that you have received from them, helping them to recognize the blessings that they have received. He loves us so much, he pursues us. We can see him right here in this church and feel him in this church. Did you see him in the sunshine on the way in? Can you see him in the fall harvest? Can you see him in someone's smile? Someone's hug? He pursues us, but a gift. Are we able to share just a few minutes? Just say out loud a special gift that you have received from him.
Health?
Mental health? Spending time with family?
Hope?
Having hope? Oh my goodness. Right now, especially, right? Nature's beauty.
Friends.
Thank you. Absolutely. Amen. Healing. Absolutely. Hebrews 13:15-16. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Do not wait for Christmas or Easter to praise our Lord and to give thanks for him. Do not wait. Take the moments now. Focus on doing good in which our means are shared with those in need. I was truly struck by my drive through Allentown yesterday and truly the amount of people on the street corners begging for money and to see someone diving into a trash can to get his lunch. People are suffering. And we're really blessed that we have the means to survive and not have to stand out there on a Saturday afternoon to beg for a lunch in America. Right? When we think about Afghanistan, when we think about all over the world, what is happening and how people are living, we need to continue to pray that they will see Jesus' love in the people that share with them and help them. Isaiah 1:17, learn to do good, seek justice, help the oppressed, defend the cause of orphans, and fight for the rights of widows. Be open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and watch for opportunities that will come to you. Step out in faith, knowing that God is asking you to be his helper. Even if it's just one thing this week that you can do differently from last week to help someone along the way, you will be that blessing. Make that a point to do that. At least one thing different this week. Romans 12:13. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. That's what we do here. That's a Wellspring trait. I've been here a year, and pretty much that was like number one. My goodness, these people are loving on others. We can do that. Showing hospitality is a way of helping others. Romans 12:13, when God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Last week, Kathy jumped up. I'll give out those bulletins and I'll greet people. It was nice to see Kathy do that. In the springtime, we joyfully came together to spruce up this church because people drive by and what they see is what they think, even though we think they should drive in and come on in. The flowers out front are attractive and allow them to look at the church, and perhaps they'll be thinking about God as they drive by our church. I think about the warmth and the generosity and the kindness of that nurse. I think I shared this story with you when Bradley was diagnosed with cancer. And from the first floor to the third floor, I was just praying and praying and praying for my son and for God's grace. And when I stepped out of the elevator, there was a nurse that I had gone to Camp Meneland with. And there she was. And then she offered to help me with understanding the medicines for Bradley. Like, her kindness to chase after me and to be willing to help me at that time. Wow. Wow. You know, the people at the doctor's offices. One time my dad was getting a test, it was a colonoscopy. I hope he's okay with this. And when he came out and I was talking with him, do you know how at Wawa people open the doors and they say hello and they greet you? Like, people at Wawa are usually very nice. I'm not sure why Wawa and not Kmart or, you know, Giant or whatever. Do you ever notice that? Shake your heads yes if you've ever noticed at Wawa. They open the doors. People say thank you. So my father had a colonoscopy, and when he was waking up, I was like, Dad, are you okay? And it was a few minutes after he was waking up, and he said, Beth, it's like a Wawa experience here. They were offering me all these drinks and all this food. And I just thought, wow, what a positive way to think through that. I mean, he wasn't worried about what the doctors were going to say. He just was silly at that moment, making that comparison. I think that was a gift for me, but okay, he's okay. So warmth, generosity, and kindness are ways of showing hospitality. I'm so thankful for the doctors and nurses who are able to do that for their patients. I think about Jake painting here. A couple days now I've seen him painting here. It's a lot of work. He does that for us, and he does that for his Lord. And Ida and May and Linda cooking up those shoe fly pies. I was blessed to walk in and get an extra one. And they shared with me. The neighbors, there's a land soil group at my house, and the neighbors who are in this land group came over and they put extra soil in my yard and planted grass seed. That was a gift to me. Mother Teresa writes, do small things with great love. Do small things with great love. We are all capable of that. You do not need superhero powers to share love, to share about Jesus. Start by praying for someone, calling someone, or writing a note to someone. Let someone know that you think of them as a blessing from God. Your heart will become more content as you give thanks for his perfect gifts. Your spirit, your soul, will definitely be lifted. Your spirit will be lifted. Isn't that a better way to start the day? James 1:17. Whatever is good and perfect, whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. God is so, so patient with each of us. Do we feel angry sometimes? Do we feel upset sometimes? That's when we need to pause. Look for the lesson. Reach out to Jesus. He's pursuing you. All you need to do is reach out. He offers us mercy over and over and over again. Let's give thanks to our Lord that He is patient, especially with His wayward children. He is watching us and praying for each of us to receive the gift of eternal life. We need to be patient with one another. Stop judging. You're not of the same race. You're not of the same political party. The vaccine decisions, it's okay. Stop judging. The person you're with will feel absolute relief knowing that you are not a person that will judge them. Forgive others. That's tough sometimes. Pray about it. Apply patience whenever necessary. We are reminded of patience in 1 Peter 3:20. God waited patiently in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. Can you imagine the patience needed to build that ark, to share with others, to gather those animals? Patience, it's a gift. How should I respond when God offers His help? This is noted in one of my Bible studies. In asking God for help, we must have two hands lifted to God. One begging for help. Yeah, begging. Asking, begging, depending upon what your need is. And the other one giving thanks and praise. What I'd like you to do right now is simply raise one hand. It could be this way or up to the cross. It doesn't matter. Lifting a hand up. Asking God. You know what you need help with. Ask and you will receive. And lift your other hand. We talked about many things that we are thankful for, but with that other hand up, give praise for the love of God that He shows us every day. We love You, Lord Jesus. You may lower your hands. He knows you. He is pursuing you. Let your heart be filled with His blessings and seek His glory every day. In His precious name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I know that if I have You, I have everything I need. Help each of us to continue to find satisfaction in You. You created us just as we are, and You view each of us as Your masterpiece. Continue to pursue us and allow us to shine with Your light. We love You, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now is a time to respond. Pursued. I see that. I feel that for you. Amen.
Because I know when I'm not supposed to be home, I can feel that. I can just feel my head.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We want to be like him. So there were a lot of Bible passages. I was in the Bible a lot this week. Last week, there's a young man, and I know he's on the autistic spectrum, but he wanted to know basically, you know, why is there a female pastor here at this church? And I'm not sure. And he didn't mean anything by it, and I just was, you know, he couldn't understand why some of the guys didn't step up. And I had the opportunity to share to him and whoever was around, like, the men in this church are awesome. They are prayer warriors. They will help you move furniture. They will help you in any way, shape, or form needed. They are walking or trying to walk as Jesus walked. Like, I got the opportunity to say that to whoever was standing around and listening. But I went home and I kind of let that fester, like, because I'm a woman pastor. And then I felt like, oh my gosh, if we ever get together and I jump up and say, let me preach, will people not listen to me? Will they just kind of be grading or judging my sermon? And probably not, because they're lovely people. But in here, I was like, this was kind of a, you know, you're a woman and you're a pastor. And therefore, I dug more and more into the Bible. And I am very blessed to be a pastor. I am very blessed to be here. I feel like we're all pastors because you're all amazing people. Like, I will lead, I will be the shepherd, but I truly feel like you're all pastors here. And what a gift, and what a gift we have. Do we have work to do? Absolutely. So this week I really spent a lot of time reading. I think I got over that hurdle and shock of, you know, kind of you know, being questioned as to why I am a pastor, but it's all in God's hands, and I just pray every Sunday that my words are Jesus's words and the words from our Lord, and that each of you are willing to hear my words and accept my words as Jesus would present them.